News items. You are going to hear 12 news items. They will be read once only. After each news item, there will be a pause of 20 seconds for you to answer the questions by writing one of the letters A, B, C or D in the boxes on your answer sheet. After writing your answer, you may also like to look at the question which follows. When you hear the following sound, go on to the next question. Now please have a look at question number one on your answer sheet. One.
It seems as if the days of the gentleman driver are over. When you are out on the roads now, it appears you are more likely to be on the receiving end of road rage. According to a motoring survey, 250,000 drivers in Britain are attacked by other drivers every year. Cars are forced to pull off the road, are deliberately driven into, drivers are physically threatened, and the problem seems to be getting worse. Road rage is primarily the result of congestion, which leads to frustration at time delays. The typical driver would be a male under the age of 25, who tends to be driving faster than the speed limit. Road safety groups say that in extreme cases of road rage, drivers should be forced to take counselling before being allowed out on the roads again. They also recommend a responsible driving campaign similar to the recent successful drink driving campaign.
Question number one. What information do we get in this item?
The youngsters at St Martin in the Fields Comprehensive had been preparing for this big event for months. The Queen was coming and everything was in place. The visit was a milestone for this South London school celebrating its 300th anniversary. The highlight of the day was songs from the school gospel choir. They'd already performed at the Albert Hall and St Paul's Cathedral, but this was special. A royal performance with Her Majesty part of the audience. Everything went well until the singers neared the end of their first hymn. Suddenly, the top left-hand section of the stage collapsed. The teachers rushed to make sure that everybody was uninjured, while the Queen looked on with concern. After a brief pause, the show went on, and as the Queen departed, she was reassured that, though shaken, nobody was seriously hurt.
Question number two. What are we told about in this news item? Three.
The football used to score the last goal in the World Cup final in 1998 gave rise to a protracted row between the referee and the sport's governing body. after it was blasted into the net by Emmanuel Petit to seal the match 3-0 for France against Brazil, the ball was retrieved by Saïd Belkola, the match referee. He planned to sell it at an auction in Britain for £15,000. But FIFA, the world football governing body, halted the sale because officials declared it remained their property.
Question number 3. What is suggested in this news item? Four.
Some of the richest forests on Earth are to be protected under a treaty signed by 5 Central African states. The Congo Basin is the second largest area of rainforest outside the Amazon. It holds a quarter of the world's remaining rainforest, parts of which have now been given cross-border protection. The declaration is seen as crucial because the huge rainforest is disappearing at such a fast rate. Up until now, there has been no official measures to stop deforestation for agriculture or logging. 4 million hectares of the rainforest are lost every year, and so protecting 6 million hectares can only be seen as a stopgap measure. Nevertheless, it is the first time forest protection has been discussed at the highest level in Africa, and the hope is it will mark a turning point in conservation.
Question number 4. What is reported in this news item?
A controversial child curfew on 3 crime-ridden housing estates in Hamilton, Scotland, has proved so successful that the police are extending the scheme. Juvenile crime has been cut by a third in 12 months, and the number of complaints about youth disorder has gone down by 50%. When it began, some residents said they were too frightened to go out at night because of the drunk and violent behaviour of children and teenagers. Police officers now walk the streets from Thursday to Sunday, targeting children under 16 found out on the streets after 7:30 p.m. They escort the children home or, if there is no adult there, take them to a safe room at the police station. Today, a majority of parents strongly support the scheme.
Question number 5. What information do we get in this news item? Six.
Planners in the city of Venice are proposing to build an underground train network to ease congestion on the city's historic streets and waterways. The mayor is backing a £150 million tube system to link Venice to the mainland, and the scheme envisages small trains similar in scale to those used in the Gatwick shuttle, which would run through 5-mile-long tunnels beneath the lagoon. The aim of the project is to connect the airport on the mainland to the Castello quarter of Venice, with a stop or two along the way. By day, the high-speed trains will carry locals, tourists, waiters, and the many others commuting to work from the mainland, where so many Venetians now live. By night, and in the off-peak hours, they would transport goods.
Question number 6. What is reported about Venice? Seven.
An American company claims to have developed a new class of drugs that will improve the memory of rats. The drug could one day help people with memory loss diseases such as Alzheimer's. The research suggests that it could dramatically improve short-term memory. Memory loss in humans starts at the age of 20, and from then on we lose 6% of our memory every decade. By the age of 70, 32% of our memory has gone. It is short-term memory, the ability to remember new things, which suffers. Long-term memory, memories years or decades old, seems to survive. One of the researchers says he thinks we will have a pill for treating age-related memory loss within a decade.
Question number 7. What are we told in this news item? Eight.
There are new demands for a shake-up in air traffic control procedures at Heathrow Airport after two crowded passenger jets came within seconds of a mid-air collision. A report blamed a breakdown in coordination between air traffic controllers for the near miss. According to the report, the disaster was averted only because a training inspector happened to overhear what was going on. The Air Controllers Union says it was a one-off, but warns that heavy workloads aren't making their jobs any easier.
Question number 8. What happened at Heathrow? Nine.
A plan to bring the glory days back to the British seaside resorts has been launched by the government as part of a wider strategy to prepare the tourism industry for the 21st century. Millions of pounds have been pledged to help encourage people to holiday at the British seaside. Changing tastes have brought an end to the annual fortnight at the seaside with all its simple pleasures, and Britain's resorts have a lot of catching up to do. Faulty towers are out of fashion. Eccentricity has no place in these new brave tourist plans. Now it's definitely in, to provide a good, fast, efficient service at the right price and with a smile. But not even this government can change the Great British weather.
Question number 9. What is mentioned in this item?
The Home Secretary has announced new measures to recruit more ethnic minorities into the police service. Targets will be set to encourage more Asians and blacks to join and stay within Britain's forces. At the moment, these minorities are severely underrepresented. The Home Secretary says the police force for the new century must reflect the community it serves.
Question number 10. What does the Home Secretary say?
It's being claimed that hundreds of babies die each year because of poor training and overwork amongst medical staff. The Royal College of Gynaecologists and Midwives is calling for the government to revolutionise labour wards. According to the confidential report, errors contribute to two-thirds of all deaths of healthy children.
Question number 11. What would be a suitable headline for this item?
Gibraltar's Barbary apes, central to the myth that the British Empire would fall if they ever left the rock, are breeding so fast that they may have to be culled. The Gibraltar government is likely to cut their numbers either by contraceptives or lethal injections. The apes, which originate from Morocco and Algeria, have lived on the rock for centuries and are Europe's only free-roaming apes. In the dark days of the Second World War, when Britain faced defeat, Winston Churchill had apes imported from Morocco to boost the falling population of the famous rock apes of Gibraltar. In the past few years, however, their numbers have grown rapidly.
Question number 12. What are we told in the last news item? And that's the end of this listening test.